Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. On Tuesday, students across Maryland will head to school. Some so excited they'll be up before the alarm sounds. Some running late because they'll hit the snooze button once too often. They'll make it to school and come face to face with their teachers, who are just as nervous and excited and ready to get started as their students. Today we'll hear from two teachers about how they're preparing and what their goals are for this new year. They both teach at Lakeland Elementary Middle School in South Baltimore. Melissa Simmons is a third grade English and language arts teacher. This is her seventh year teaching in Baltimore City. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Reina Quintanilla is a first year teacher at Lakeland. She'll be teaching third grade science and writing. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Reina, you completed your student teaching hours at Lakeland. How did that experience prepare you for this first year?
It was such a wonderful experience. Melissa was my mentor. The school community was amazing for me. And I think it was important that I started at an urban school because that's where I wanted to teach. So I had that experience of how it is to be teaching in the city.
What sticks out in your memory from your hour student teaching?
What was most important that really was memorable for me was the community of Lakeland and the relationship they had with the family and the parents. So that was extremely important. It's something I was looking for in a school, and I found it at Lakeland.
Melissa, as Reina told us, you were her mentor during that time. How did you get involved in mentoring future teachers?
So I came to Lakeland during my fourth year of teaching and was actually just assigned an intern from Loyola University in their School of Education. And I just really took to the experience. I really enjoyed communicating with people who are, you know, pre-service. They're on the edge of becoming a professional. And, yeah, I just really liked guiding them in, you know, the first part of their journey. And so, yeah.
I'm impressed. It always seems to me it would be a distraction from you still have your main job of teaching.
So
it's not a distraction for you.
Well, it is. It's extra work for sure. I want to make sure that's clear. But, you know, it's exciting to have somebody else in your classroom because sometimes just like a little bit of the nitty gritty of the way it works is I would teach a lesson, Reina would watch me, and then in the next class period, since I'm departmentalized, I teach the same thing again. So Reina would get to do it. I would give her feedback, and then maybe third period we would co-teach it. So it's a really exciting way, I think, for her to learn and also for me to learn because she's fresh out of college with all the new strategies, so...
What do you remember from your first year of teaching?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I think I remember thinking that I was a really good teacher and learning that I maybe had a lot left to learn. I also just mostly the relationships I had with the students. I could probably still, you know, if those same students sat down in front of me again, I could probably name every single one of them.
Reina, how have you been getting ready for this school year?
Well, at first, I took time to myself. I just finished internship. I finished grad school and my portfolio, which took a lot of work. So the first few weeks, I just relaxed a little bit. But then I was like, all right, I can't keep relaxing. I get bored quickly. So what I did this summer is I spent a lot of time of how I want to establish my routines and what I want my routines to be like in the classroom. Once I have that and routines established and my classroom expectations, I feel like everything else is going to flow.
Give me an example of the kind of routine.
So how do I want my students to raise their hand to ask a question, sharpen their pencils, line up, put their belongings away in the morning, go to the bathroom? All that, believe it or not, makes a big difference. Like, if you want them to raise their hand to get a pencil, if you want them to just go get a pencil, where do you want them to put their belongings when they transition? So it does take a lot of like creativity of how you want to get their students' attention as well. But like I said, once you have that established, everything else is going to flow in very well in your classroom.
Melissa, you are nodding your head vigorously while Reina is describing these routines.
It's all in the details. So you want kids to be able to come in and know what to expect every day. Because unfortunately, a lot of students are coming to us with a lot of trauma from home, a lot of uncertainty in their home life. For them to know what to do when they need to go to the bathroom, what to do when they need to sharpen their pencil. That gives them another layer of, you know, relaxation and being comfortable in the classroom.
Raina, your summer has included some training sessions for new teachers,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. Last week, I was at the New Teacher Institute here for Baltimore City. And the week before that, I was very fortunate enough to go, correct me if I'm wrong with the name, Melissa, is UMBC's partnership with Lakeland, mm-hmm. with the Sherman Urban Literacy Center or something mm-hmm. like that. So I
University
had,
of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yes. Yeah. So I had the opportunity to get some professional development on how to teach English language learners, which is very important to me and very important in Lakeland because we have a high population of English language learners.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead of the start of the new year, we're hearing from two teachers from Lakeland Elementary Middle School in South Baltimore, Melissa Simmons, a mentor teacher, and Raina Quintanilla, a first-year teacher. Melissa, what are some common struggles that new teachers go through, and what advice do you have for them?
I think, as Raina mentioned before, routines, establishing routines in your classroom is a little bit of a common struggle. I think that Raina's coming in with a really good idea to know that it's all in the details, but some teachers come in and they're already thinking big picture. They're looking at the curriculum and thinking, okay, these are the 10 standards I need to teach. Let's try to teach them all in the first month. But really slowing down, taking your time, establishing those good routines and procedures, because you're going to get tons of return on that after spring break. So I always encourage the teachers I'm mentoring, do that first. Lay the foundation for what you want your classroom to be like, so that we come back from Christmas and spring break, kids are coming back and transitioning smoothly.
What other kinds of problems pop up?
So I think that, I guess, a piece of advice I give to kind of get ahead of problems is to encourage teachers to build relationships with their students. If, let's say, there is a behavior issue, which could range from a student wanting to exit the classroom to a student not doing their homework to an argument, you want to use a restorative way to resolve that behavior issue.
What does that mean?
So not punitive. Not punishment. You want students to be able to reflect on their behavior and help them make the choice how they can right their behavior. So let's say you flipped your chair. Instead of me saying to you, you're standing for 10 minutes at recess today because you flipped your chair when you were angry, I would try to guide you and question you to think about how you could restore that in your classroom. Maybe you need to apologize to your seatmate. I'm sorry I disrupted your work because I flipped my chair. I was upset. And then maybe help work with you through some strategies to how to, channel that at another time.
Which sounds very reasonable, mm-hmm. but how do you, as a teacher, cope with what that means for the rest of the class to be paying that kind of attention to a particular behavior by one student?
So it all goes back to relationships. If you have that positive culture in your classroom, if you were my student, you would know that I'm going to give you the same amount of time that I might give Sammy on the other side of the room because I have a relationship with you. And if you've established those routines in your classrooms, your students can just keep working. But I mentioned relationships to say is you can't have that restorative conversation with a student unless the relationship is already there. If you're a stranger to me and I'm trying to talk to you about how to manage your anger when you got really angry after this math problem or an argument with a friend, you're going to block me out unless you already trust me.
You mentioned, Raina, one of the partnerships with University of Maryland, Baltimore County. We have spoken before to Lakeland's principal, Najib Jamal, about the STEM partnership, the science, technology, engineering, and math partnership with UMBC, and a collaboration with volunteers from the nonprofit Reading Partners. Melissa, how have these partnerships benefited students and teachers at Lakeland?
So last Friday we had a partnership celebration, a luncheon. And I was there because I work with the Loyola Partnership. But it was really interesting to see every partner, all the ones you mentioned and many more, come up and get recognized. And it was almost like those partnerships are kind of the thread that are weaving through Lakeland and really filling in some major gaps, specifically Reading Partners. I see because I'm a reading teacher, that's probably what I work most directly with. Students who are reading below grade level are getting one-on-one reading instruction for 30 minutes weekly or more, depending on how far behind they are. And that one-on-one instruction, even with just a volunteer, I'm seeing students grow leaps and bounds because of that.
Raina, tell us more about why you wanted to be a teacher.
I love this question. So I always start out by telling people that I didn't always know that I wanted to become a teacher. It was until most recently, a few years back, I always knew I wanted to help people. And I got my bachelor's in psychology, went into the workforce, did not go into my field, wasn't happy with what I was doing, but I always knew I wanted to help people. I wanted to help at-risk youth, given my personal background.
Tell me about that.
So I am an immigrant. I moved to the United States when I was about 5 years old.
From
El Salvador. Did not speak the language. It was completely new to me. I was in school. I was raised by a single mother. So I saw some hardship and experienced racism growing up in schools. And I felt like, how am I going to give back the most? And I decided to become a teacher. And I did some of my research while in Loyola and things that I'm really passionate about. And in Maryland, about 16.5% of the population are Latinos in the schools. But when you look at this teacher workforce, 80% is white and only 8% is Latino. And I'm always saying representation matters. Because when you look at this, I've read literature that says that if students and teachers have this meaningful relationship, if students have teachers that look like them, are their own race, it's going to help their academic growth in reading and writing and math. So why not help them? Why not be a teacher of color helping these students that need that and building those relationships so they feel comfortable in the school?
What are your goals, specific goals, that you're aiming to do this year?
I think for being in my first year, it's a lot to take in. And the most important thing for me is to establish a classroom that is welcoming, that is positive, and that values every child.
And so as you focus on that goal, what do you think you need to do, say, in the first month?
So right now, I am thinking about how I'm going to set up that classroom, how that classroom's going to feel when the student walks in. How am I going to greet that child every morning? I already have this amazing idea set up of how I want to start every morning with my child. Well, not my child. I'm going to call them my child since I'm going to see them every day. I know that students are going to spend a lot of their time at that classroom. So that classroom has to feel welcoming, comfortable, even if it's the colors in the classroom, even if it's the lighting in the classroom, or how my seating's arranged. So that's how I want to establish that welcoming, positive environment inside the classroom.
Melissa, you're starting your seventh year.
Yes.
As a teacher. So what are your goals? What goals are you trying to accomplish this year that may be different from what you've done in previous years?
So my goals this year are all around reading and writing proficiency. I'm really passionate about having kids leave third grade as proficient readers. We experienced a lot of success with reading and writing on our standardized assessments this past year at Lakeland, and there's a lot of momentum right now. While it was successful, we still have a lot of kids who have not reached reading proficiency, and you know, I think that's a basic right for our students in public schools is they should be learning to become proficient readers. So I'm just there every day to do the work to guide them towards that. And if the test scores are great along the way, that's wonderful. But I just want them to leave my classroom being a proficient reader.
So first day of school is Tuesday. Melissa, how are you feeling?
Excited. Always a little nervous every year. But I recently was telling someone by September 25th, I'll have probably close to 70 new little humans in my life with relationships. I'll know all their names. I'll be starting to meet their parents. So, yeah, I'm just excited to grow that circle of students.
Raina, how are you feeling?
I have all the emotions. I am so excited, at the same time so nervous. And I think I am very lucky that I am teaching at the school I did my internship at because I'm familiar with the community. I know some of the students already and the faculty. So I'm really excited to dive in and build these relationships like Melissa has said.
Well, I wish you both luck. And will you come back in a few months and tell us how it's going?
Oh, of course.
We would love to talk to you again. Reina Quintanilla is a first-year teacher at Lakeland Elementary Middle School. She'll be teaching third-grade science and writing. Melissa Simmons is a mentor teacher at Lakeland. She'll be teaching third-grade English and language arts. Quick break now on The Record. I'm Sheila Kasper. When we come back, a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.